Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
What's up, everybody? On this Tuesday, we've got some, well, actually, we don't have any news on the offensive coordinator front from Ole Miss, but we kind of do at the same time. Everybody wondering what is going on with Jeff Lebby and the future of the offensive coordinator position at Ole Miss. So that's what we're talking about today, is just that, just the Jeff Lebby situation. Going to be a shorter one today. The next podcast you'll hear is going to talk about some recruiting stuff, transfer portal things, stuff like that. That'll be the next one. But for now, we know official that Ole Miss is going to the Sugar Bowl. By the way, we knew that on Saturday night. When you last heard from me on Sunday, it was Baylor. It was the Sugar Bowl. And what is Ole Miss going to be doing about the OC position? So a lot to get into today right here on the podcast. Again, my name is Michael Borky. And the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you're in the market anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi for office technology solutions, copiers and printers, mail machines, cloud storage, data security, if it's technology, if it's in the office, check out ABSMS.com and they can service you. Let them know I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you let them know what you need and what your budget is, and they will work for you. Again, anywhere in the state of Mississippi, ABSMS.com. Also, LB's just across from Kroger on University Avenue. Go by and see Greg and tell him that I sent you while you're either getting one of their daily lunch specials. Those are Monday through Friday, but they're open every day. So if you're cooking with meat and you're in the Oxford area, LB's, that's the place to do it. The only place to do it. All right. So I've gotten this question a handful of times over the last couple of days. What's going on with Lebby? Is Lebby leaving? Is Lebby staying? What's going on with Lebby? Lebby. That's all I've heard about lately. And what I can tell you is, as of this recording, nothing is official. However, it is certainly apparent that this is what is going on. Everybody that covers Oklahoma expects it to happen. It's even going so far as, I mean, you've seen, if you have seen, I should say, some of the pictures of coaches going on in-home recruiting visits, you have seen that there's a guy that's not an assistant coach at Ole Miss, or at least not one of the 10 on-field staffers that can actually go recruiting. That is, how is he allowed to go on visits? Well, it's because Jeff Lebby has been taken off the road because he's going to be the next offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. Some people are saying that he's already informed players that he will be taking the job, and it feels like it's all a formality at this point. What's the hangup? I don't know. Why is it not gone official? That I also do not know. However, it seems incredibly apparent that Jeff Lebby will be the next offensive coordinator at his alma mater, and that is Oklahoma. We talked about it, I think, last time on here. I can never remember what platform I talk about what, but it's his alma mater, and that is a draw to some people. I had some folks say to me that they thought it was a lateral move or it doesn't make sense, and to me, it does. And if you've heard this before, I'll just go through this quickly. First of all, it is his alma mater. And as you guys know, a lot of you know, where you went to school has a deep-rooted connection in your life for the rest of it. Also, he will have complete and full and total and 100% autonomy in the offense. Everything good that happens with Oklahoma offensively will be credited to Jeff Lebby. Whether it's fair or not, right now, you hear more Kiffin's offense, Kiffin's system. Look at the job that Kiffin did with Matt Corral. Kiffin throwing his play sheet in the air. And by the way, there's a reason he's holding a play sheet. It's complete and total full 100% autonomy in an offense at his alma mater for a whole lot of money. The move does make sense. But it doesn't mean he doesn't like Ole Miss. And some people get caught up in stuff like that. Apparently, he loves his time at Ole Miss. And it's clear, I think, by a couple of things we're about to talk about. But I think both of these things can be true at once. You guys know how I love to do this by now. it can be true that Jeff Lebby is exceptional at his job. He's fantastic at what he does. His offenses at UCF were great. He did an extremely good job at Ole Miss. And there's a reason Oklahoma wanted him, because he's going to do an extremely good job there. He is a fantastic offensive mind and play caller. He is great at what he does. It can also be true that for a Lane Kiffin-coached program, losing your offensive coordinator is not, especially that one, is not the kind of blow that it would be for somebody else. Because of Lane Kiffin, because of his offensive prowess, because of how much of a savant he is on that side of the ball, how great of an offensive coach that he is, and secondly, because of his ability to make hires. You guys have seen it so far. His staff hires at Ole Miss have been fantastic. They've been phenomenal. That's something he's really good at. And he runs a fun program with a fun style, and that will be attractive to whoever he pursues to replace Jeff Lebby. So both of those things can be true at once. Lebby's fantastic. He's great. If I were you, I would be thankful for his time, and I would look at him very favorably. Even though he is leaving for a different offensive coordinator job, I would look at him favorably. I do look at him favorably. He did a really good job at Ole Miss. Apparently, he loves the place. He's poured a lot of it of himself into the place. Done a great job there. His offenses are fun and exciting, and it's been fun to watch and cover the last couple of years. And it can also be true that you shouldn't be worried about offense and offensive coordinators and system and style of play and who the next guy's going to be under Lane Kiffin. I think both of those things can be true at once. So the expectation, the reality is Jeff Lebby is leaving. But there's another layer to this that I find incredibly fascinating. It was brought up on Neil and Chase's show this morning. I had a friend text me and ask me if it was true, as if I would know more than Neil and Chase. But anyway, now those guys are really good. And they were discussing, apparently, the possibility of Jeff Lebby coaching in the Sugar Bowl. Being the offensive coordinator in the Sugar Bowl is apparently a possibility. Now, I went and listened myself, and they did not say that it was happening. So I need to stress that. I am not saying that Neil and Chase are reporting that it's going to happen. However, apparently it sounds like that is what is the most likely thing to happen. It sounds like Jeff Lebby is going to be coaching in the Sugar Bowl. That's at least something that is being considered right now. And that's extremely interesting. You don't really get that a whole lot. A coach that's leaving for another place that would stick around to coach in a bowl game would be rather unique. And if that does happen, I think that says a lot of things. First of all, if that does happen, again, big if, Neil and Chase did not say it is happening. I listened to the discussion. It was just more of, hey, you know, hearing that this is a possibility, we'll see. We don't know for sure kind of thing. But if this does happen, first of all, it wouldn't happen without Lane. So if some of the reaction is, why would Ole Miss do that? They should cut bait. This seems like a bad idea. This is something that Lane would approve, obviously, right? I mean, this would not be happening unless Lane Kiffin wanted it to happen. Let me stress that, wanted it to happen. Because he doesn't need Jeff Lebby. As a head coach, calling plays adds extra stress to game day, of course, but obviously it's done. Mike Leach does it. Sean Payton with the Saints does it. I mean, it's common, right? He doesn't need Jeff Lebby in the Sugar Bowl. He can call the offense and probably do a really damn good job. But if this goes down like this, it means he wants him to. It means he wants him to. That's a big point of emphasis, is he wants him to. And so I think, honestly, I love the move. I love it because, yes, Jeff Lebby is leaving Ole Miss, and I know some people won't like that he's leaving and yet will be coaching the Sugar Bowl. But I think stuff like this doesn't happen enough in college sports, honestly. I can't, on one hand, talk about how it sucks for the players like at Notre Dame that, let's pretend for a second, chaos happened and they made the playoffs. their coach bailed on them before their season was over. I understand the nature of the business. I'm not saying that Brian Kelly did anything wrong by leaving when he did. That's just kind of how the business is. However, I like that the opportunity is possibly going to be provided to Jeff Lebby to finish out his time at Ole Miss. I like that his quarterback, Matt Corral, is going to get this game on a national stage on New Year's Day, playing a top 10 team in his last audition for NFL scouts with everything still intact. I love that the team that Jeff Lebby wants to do it. If it does happen, I love that he wants to, that he's like, you know what? I could bolt to Oregon and get everything in place there, but you know what? Yeah, I'm going to have to do some Oklahoma stuff, but I want to see this thing through. I love that. I think that this doesn't happen enough, and if it does happen, kudos to Lane Kiffin for wanting it to happen. Kudos to Jeff Lebby for being involved, and kudos to Brent Venables also, because I assume this would have to also be something that he's okay with as well. I love this move. I respect this move, and if it does happen like this, I think it's really good because Matt Corral deserves all of what he's had all season to go into this game. The entire football team deserves the best effort from everybody they've had through the entire ride. I respect it from Lane Kiffin's perspective. Yeah, this guy's leaving, but we got one more game and I want him with me. Respect to Jeff Lebby of, you know what? I'm taking this job at my alma mater. I got a lot of work to do there, but you know what? I got to finish out this season with my team. And if you guys will have me, I'll take it. I respect this. Stuff like this doesn't happen enough in college sports. And if it goes down exactly like this, where Lane wants him and he wants to do it, and the team wants him, I respect the hell out of this. I think this is a great idea. It's a great thing. And I'm glad that stuff like this still happens in college sports. After this silly season that we just went through, at least some semblance of an integrity move can still be made in this deal. So I love the move. It would not happen without Lane's approval, obviously. Most of the time between now and the Sugar Bowl will be spent in a recruiting dead period. I don't know how this is going to work out with the NCAA. Like, I mean, will he be an Oklahoma employee? I don't know how this would work. The logistics of it feel odd. And maybe that's why there hasn't been an announcement yet, because they're working through all of this and maybe they find that they can't do it. So that's why I keep using the word maybe, possibly, whatever. And again, Neil and Chase also used qualifiers. They weren't reporting it as fact. It's just something that they were hearing. But anyway, I don't know how it would work with him being the OC at Oklahoma, recruiting for Oklahoma while also coaching for Ole Miss. I don't know how that will work. I have no idea. But most of the time will be spent during a recruiting dead period anyway. So there's really not a whole lot of Oklahoma recruiting Jeff Lebby can do while they're preparing for the Sugar Bowl. Early signing period is coming pretty soon. I mean, they'll have like a few bowl practices before then, maybe. I don't know what the schedule is, but they're about to hit a really significant dead period where he can't go on the road recruiting and they can't host visitors. Will he be able to DM them and call them and stuff? Sure, but that won't take away from game planning and preparing for the Sugar Bowl. I mean, they usually do this stuff in 3 days. They've got what, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. There will be plenty of time for him to get prepared for the game while also recruiting for Oklahoma if that's how this is going to shake out, mostly because it's a dead period. So it's not like he can spend a whole lot of time recruiting anyway. So that's important to know. I suspect the players will love it, specifically your quarterback. I think the players will love to have him for one more game. And I wouldn't think otherwise. If Matt Corral went to Lane and said, you know what, he's leaving, screw that guy, I don't want him to coach, he wouldn't. I assume, especially based on what you hear about Jeff Lebby and how he's respected by his players and stuff, I assume they're happy about this. They're happy that their guy's going to get to go home and coach at his alma mater and all that, but they're also happy they get one more ride with him. If I had to guess, I'm not in the locker room, but I think it's pretty clear that that's what's going on here. And also, I wonder if this is also a move by Lebby to continue to curry favor with some important people in Oxford should Lane Kiffin leave. You know what I mean? this is going to look and feel really good to influential people, including the athletic director. I imagine Keith Carter likes this. I would, if I were in Keith Carter's position, I would respect this move. But there are some people, some influential people at Ole Miss that love Jeff Lebby and may not love that he's leaving Ole Miss, but they see a move like this and they will continue to look at him favorably, because when Lane Kiffin leaves, whenever that may be, these influential people will go back to that one offensive coordinator that they really liked and who's a really brilliant offensive mind, who's detail-oriented and all that stuff. And remember, when he got hired at his alma mater and he decided, you know what, we got a game left, I'm going to coach my guys through the Sugar Bowl. I like that guy. Hey, Keith, make Jeff Lebby our next head coach. I would not be surprised at all if he's got the future in mind when he does something like this, to continue developing some local flavor. I don't know what the word is, but you guys get my point. I think Jeff Lebby, without knowing him personally, sees that there will be an opportunity soon to be the head coach at Ole Miss, whether it's 1 year or 2 years or three or however long. But I think none of you guys are expecting Lane Kiffin to be at Ole Miss for 10 years. You know, I mean, that day may come, and it may come soon. And I think Lebby realizes I would be on that short list. So let me do one more thing to make sure that I would remain on that list. Because from all indications, he loves it at Ole Miss and would love to be the coach there if something were to happen. I don't know. Just a thought. That's just a thought. So I think it's an integrity move if it goes down. I credit to everybody involved if it does happen. The players would like it. I promise you Matt Corral would like it. And he won't be distracted, and there won't be shady stuff going on. It's a recruiting dead period. The way people talk about Lebby and his integrity should tell you all you need to know about how he will handle this if it goes down. And oh, by the way, there's some emotional, personal things with Baylor specifically and him and his family. I don't think you have to worry about his give a damn about this game. I think he's going to really, really try his hardest to beat Baylor specifically. So, for whatever that's worth. Anyway, on his replacements, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing about Lane Kiffin is, I mean, you can easily talk about, you know, Graham Harrell, and that would make sense, although I don't know if Lane Kiffin wants to run the air raid. You know, there's some other names that are thrown out there that Lane has worked with in the past. I would imagine he's going to make a run at Kendall Briles, and we'll see, you know, if that materializes. I don't think it will, but what I've learned about Lane Kiffin and his staff hires over the last couple of years, and it's not anything unique to me. I'm sure all of you have discovered the same thing. He's a private guy. Information doesn't really leak from his program, and when it does, it's second and third hand stuff. And his staff hires kind of come out of nowhere. And so far, they've all really worked really, really well. So if you asked me to tell you who the next offensive coordinator would be, I would tell you I have no idea, because I think it's going to come out of left field like a lot of his staff hires do. So we'll see. I mean, it hadn't happened yet. It hadn't gone official, but I mean, I have a feeling he's already working on it. But as far as candidate lists, I have no idea. And I don't think many people do either. So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll talk a recruiting and portal and stuff like that later on this week. But in the meantime, enjoy the ride. And that's an interesting story to keep an eye on if it does happen, the possibility of Lebby coaching in the Sugar Bowl despite taking the Oklahoma job. That would be cool, in my opinion. But anyway, y'all have a good one. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll talk to you again soon.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.